And now we have letters from the readers of the Norwich Evening News from the past 7 days. This week is a varied selection ranging from travelling on the bus to daredevil cyclists and prices of ale to sponsorship of the Norwich City Strip. Starting with bus travel, Marcus Moore of Sproston urges us to use public transport and make a case for a reform of how it operates. He writes, news of Norwich's two main bus companies, First and Connect, purchasing old buses to be used on main routes in the city comes as no surprise. Surely this must indicate something about privatisation. I am a regular bus user on services 12 and 13 and would like to encourage other people to try to use public transport. For many, cost is an issue. Also, various routes, mainly out in the country, are being discontinued. The news of Norwich being the location of older buses has not come as a shock whatsoever. These rather dilapidated buses, which were palmed off by Chelmsford County Council, serve as an example of inadequate and ineffective regulation by this Conservative government, which is in the control at present of Norfolk County Council, and it seems is unwilling to place public transport as a main priority. According to recent statistics, Norwich gained 23 old buses last year. This is just unacceptable. A fundamental reform to the way public transport operates is definitely required. We also need more efficient buses operating here in Norfolk, especially with the growing population and people living longer these days.
Diana Ray of Norwich asks for a different approach when dealing with youngsters who cause problems with their cycling antics. Reference daredevil cyclists. Do not criminalise those daredevil cyclists who terrify Yarmouth motorists, for they could be the potential leaders of tomorrow. Rather, they should be given the option of joining organisations like the Scouts, Duke of Edinburgh Awards, or as Armed Services Cadets. This would channel their youthful energies in a more constructive direction. Only when this alternative fails and they continue to be a nuisance to the public should court action be taken. The negative consequences of a criminal record for a youthful folly will echo throughout their life. Remind them of this and see what happens. So says Diana Ray of Drayton High Road, Norwich.
While Mike Sprag of Yarmouth wants a standard, moderate price for the beers being offered at the City of Ale Festival. He writes, I was in Norwich City Centre yesterday as excitement mounts with a week to go before the European election and the launching of the City of Ale Festival. Regarding the latter, the banners and trails suggest a wide range of beers on offer from the city's eclectic array of quite idiosyncratic hostelries. Once again, there is nary a mention of price offers, and with many publicans hardly blinking at the prospect of the £4 a pint threshold being reached, why not £3.50 a pint across the board for the duration of the festival? A way of showing the punters you really mean business.
Finally, Steve McIndoe of Denver questions the wisdom of having a betting company logo on any news strip for Norwich City. Not keen on this sponsor, he writes. David M. Coe asks if City can adopt a striking news strip for their foray into the Premier League, and I'd support that call, with one exception. Does anyone else feel uneasy that our team hawks the logo of a betting company across their shirts? Everyone knows that as a nation we have an epidemic of people suffering from gambling addictions, and maybe it's time Norfolk and Norwich were dissociated from such toxic brands. Isn't there a green energy company or some other more wholesome business we could partner? At one time it was tobacco companies that were the scourge of the football field adverts. Then it was the turn of alcohol. Let's get rid of the bad vibes associated with gambling. Or is the money too important? So says Steve McIndoe of Sluice Road, Denver. And that's all the letters for this week.